Baby, look, I can see that something's wrong. When I try to, I don't know, kiss you or maybe initiate something for us to do, I feel you like you're pulling away from me. You don't have to tell me if you don't want to. But please know that you can talk to me about anything. It doesn't matter what it is. I won't judge you or question you. I only want to take care of you. But you take your time. If you need to tell me, you will. Okay, yeah. Okay. No, it's okay. I'm glad you told me. I'm not disgusted at all. My God, no. I'm very proud of you. And thank you for telling me. Yes, I believe you. I believe you. And I believe in you, baby. You don't have to tell me all the details if you don't want to. You don't have to explain it. I got it. No, no. I needed to know. I'm so glad you told me. But here's what I know now, okay? Just hear me out. You're here. You're here with me right now. You survived that. Okay? You survived it. Your heart is so strong. What happened to you must have cost you great suffering. But the courage that you have in that heart of yours is so much greater. Listen to me, listen. I'm not afraid of that part of you. I see it for what it is. And I see you being able to live through it, to love through it. Yeah, you can love. You already are. By telling me this, you're sharing that piece of your past with me. And no matter how dark or destructive it might be, that's loving. You're loving. You mean, can you love physically? Do you want to? Then you can. You have all the power. You have all the control over what happens to your body. If you want something, you'll get it. If you don't want something, then you have the right to say that you don't want it. And even if your body needs some time, even if the marks and the scars from that are still there, even if you can't see them, we just move slow. Just take it slow. We'll get there. The only thing you have to do is just tell me. You just let me know if you're feeling uncomfortable or unsure, and that's okay. I'm okay. All I care about is you. Every part of you. Do you think I could hold you for a little bit? Would that be okay? Okay, come here. You're safe. Okay? You're safe here. Right here in my arms. You're safe. Do you know how much I love you? Do you? From the moment I saw you, I felt it near into my soul. I couldn't breathe. You're so driven and kind and funny and incredibly hot. I was trying so hard to keep it together when I first saw you. Every time you came around, I was stumbling, falling over people, God, running into doors. Oh, it was so embarrassing. I loved you from that first moment. Bigger and more powerful, and I still can't breathe sometimes. What do you mean? What? Tell me. What about you being hot? I meant it. I wasn't just kidding. Yeah, even now. Look, even now, yes, I still find you immensely attractive, handsome, gorgeous, hot, sexy, all of it. When you look at me with those eyes of yours, I'm gone. My clothes are on the floor. I'm gone. Every part of you. Door. Every part of you I want to understand and feel and love. Every part. Here, can you sit up? Just sit up for a second. You see, your hands. I love your hands. Firm, powerful, marked with some paper cuts and blisters, a few cat scratches. These hands of yours are a masterpiece. They show me the work you do, the worlds you can conquer. They can grip tightly, strike really hard. They can touch my cheek as gently as the wind. And your arms? One of my favorites. I love your arms. I can see your veins here and trace them up all the way to your heart. Almost feel the blood flow from them. They bear the weight of what you carry. They protect you, defend you, and open up when you're ready to let something in. And your chest is perfect to me. I know you don't think so. I know you've been trying to lift weights and work out, but this chest is, it's perfect to me because it's the place where you're kept alive. Your breath comes from here. And you know how your breathing puts me right to sleep. How, when I turn over in the morning, after I've woken up, and I see your chest just rising and falling. And I thank God that I can see that. And your stomach, your hip. I love the muscles in them. I love how this one here, it wraps right around your ass. What I do. And how that connects to your thigh. And that one to your calf. All the way down. What? Yeah, I skipped something. skipped a particular body part. I did it on purpose. Okay. First off, my hands, they're going to stay right here. They're going to stay right in my lap, right here. I'm not going to move them until you tell me to. Okay. Now, granted, I'm not the most experienced girl out there, but your cock is incredible. Forget expectation, forget size, all that shit. Your cock is an extension of that part of you that just makes me burn inside. Literally just burn inside for you. Your passion, your desire, your virility. It's a gift to experience that as a woman. To excite and give pleasure to that. And to be allowed into that space where you're completely vulnerable. Completely at the mercy of the one exploring who you are. That trust was taken from you. At an age when you weren't even able to fucking express it. To comprehend it. To feel the full power and ability of it. That trust was gone. It was stolen from me. And I would do anything to be able to get that back for you. To bear some of that pain for you. I wish my touch could just help you. This body is yours. It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to them. It's yours. It may seem like a shell, some piece of meat that bleeds and bruises and breaks down. But it's so much more than that. That body is yours. It's powerful, mighty, strong. A man's body. A real man who's felt pain. Who's felt suffering. And who's felt a lot of love. And it's an honor as a woman to be able to sit with you in this. I want to help you. I want to give everything that your body is capable of to you. You just let me know. You tell me what to do. Baby, are you sure? Okay, but you have to talk to me. You have to let me know. You have to show me. Just show me what you like. Just take my hand. Put it wherever you want. Put it wherever you want. Okay. We'll go really slow. Gentle, soft touches. Nothing too intense. It's really slow. Letting you get used to my hand. Just really slow. Not even gripping it, just touching. Fingers around. Just like that, okay? Gotta hold on. Just gonna move slow. Just move my hand really slow down the shaft. feels good. It's okay. Just moving slow. All the way down. And then coming right back up. My thumb massage right over that tip. It's okay. Let me just stop. More pressure. Moving my hand down, just like that. Just moving a little faster. Touching underneath. If you want me to stop, I'll keep going. I'll keep going. Doing great, baby. Yeah, doing great. There you go. There you go. Just moving a little faster. It's okay. You can move your hips if you want. You can move your hips. You don't have to come. You don't have to do anything if you don't want to. You just do whatever feels best. Whatever your body wants to do. No pressure at all. Just the pressure on my hand. That's all there is. Just feel my hand. Feel my hand on you up and down. Up and down. Just like that. Rubbing. I just really want to taste you. Really, really bad. I really want to taste you, but I'll wait. I'll wait. Only when you're ready. This is good, too. Just like that. There you go. You look so right now. I love when you look like that. Are you sure you want me to? Okay. I'll just put my lips on it. Just gentle, okay? Just to start. Sure? I'll put my tongue on it. You sure? Where do you want my tongue? You tell me. Right on the tip? Show me. Just like that? Okay. Wait a second. Got my hand on it. Just breathe. Just breathe. Deep, deep breath. In and out. Are you sure? You don't have to if you don't want to. It's okay. You don't have to. I don't have to put it all the way in my mouth at all. This is fine. Me to stop you, just say. I'm gonna put it all the way in. I'll just do a little bit and then I'll push it all the way back into my throat and then I'll pull up. It might gag a little, but it's gonna be okay. You're safe. I'm safe. And it's probably gonna feel really good.
Okay, I'll keep going. Okay. You did so good. I'm so proud of you. But we don't have to do that ever again if you don't want to. It could have just been a... Well, okay. We can do it again whenever you're ready.